Alright, well, I have to wait for the cameraman.
Okay. I want to talk about where we go for satisfaction, and this will be an all-initiate tape. And so I like to do a lot of things experientially. Alright? So what I'd like you all to do is get quiet, call in the light of the Most High that we work with, and start doing your Simran and Dhyan. Exactly as taught. And I just stay there, and what I'd like you to do is just allow the soul within you to be refocused into just being happy and content and completely satisfied being in the presence of the Lord God. Okay, let me do that again. Okay, so go, just do your Simran and Dhyan as you normally do it, exactly as taught, or your imitation of exactly as taught. Now allow the soul within you to be refocused into complete contentment and joy and peace and being completely satisfied with God's presence. Okay, when you can, bring your consciousness back here. Okay, and who'd like to share what, if any, was the difference? Okay, lady in blue?
There was no difference.
There was no difference. Okay, all right. Who else would like to share? Come on. If you're in phone land, you can unmute your phone.
I'll share, Dr. Lane.
Go ahead, please do.
There was a difference for me. Once I heard... Once I heard go to contentment, satisfaction, it was like I jumped up, if that makes sense. And I could feel a swell of like radiating heat energy within me. And actually, the second time we did it, I have my noise canceling earphones on, but I can still sort of hear the kids in the background. And as right as you said, content and satisfied, Josie started screaming about something in the background. which normally would get me all bothered by it, right? But as I moved into that, like, true satisfaction, contentment, like, I wasn't fazed by it at all. I just, like, stayed in the light, and it was really joyful.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Who else would like to share? Good. Cameraman?
The only difference that I felt when you asked us to come back from Simran and Dhyan and get centered, I felt myself, I experienced Simran Dhyan happening without any effort. And when I felt an incredible tranquility in the physical.
Okay, so that when it was over, you were bringing your consciousness back here, Simran and Dhyan was still going on.
Yes.
Okay, well, in point of fact, your tones are chanted for you 24 hours a day. All right, well, good. Meryl?
I felt a difference. Mm-hmm. I felt when you said joy and the instruction, it's like my whole everything exhaled.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt, I guess it felt completely free filled at the
mm-hmm.
same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so close to, mm-hmm. like, for somehow I felt like I was, like, doing Simran and Dhyan, but kind of holding on.
Right, okay.
And then
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until mm-hmm. I had the experience that you brought in.
Good, okay. So
the opposite, really.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you were still in your kind of ego identity,
yeah.
boundaries, doing the spiritual instruction. Okay, I'm trying to get to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you moved into simply being with God. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and the joy with that. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. Who else would like to share? Anyone in Phoneland?
For me, when from the place of the satisfaction, it felt like I was eating of the mana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what satisfied me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That when you're asked to be satisfied, to be with God, you're eating of the mana. But that's what it is: the mana from heaven, the sound current, the food, as it were. Okay, and that's the soul's nourishment. Good. Okay. Anyone else like to share?
I can share.
Good.
I didn't notice a difference.
Okay.
The first time you did it,
mm-hmm.
it felt like Simran and Dhyan.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, I did notice a difference, and then I started to look for a difference.
Oh, okay.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I started to, like, remember a time when, like, I noticed I was trying to look for something, and I had to, like, just get back to Simran and Dhyan,
okay.
which was more satisfying
okay.
looking for it.
All right, so you made an inference as to what was said when, okay, all right, good. Okay, who else would like to share? Anyone else in phone land?
I'll go, Dr. Lane.
Good.
So I was still, you know, typing, translating the first time. But as I was typing, I entered into a different place. So I knew that I was still in the force field, in the process, even though I was typing. And the second time when I did, you know, was able to close my eyes and do the Simran and Dhyan, I was very satisfied, and I had this realization that, I mean, I was surprised in a sense, because I think I am someone who feels like I need some stimuli, something fun all the time, while I was totally, totally satisfied in that moment, just by, you know, doing Simran and Dhyan and being in the force field.
Okay, but was there a difference, though, between your doing Simran and Dhyan as you were doing it, and then secondly, allowing the soul to be refocused into simply being satisfied with being with God.
I'm not sure. Okay. I think it was very defined the second time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my consciousness also had those instructions, and maybe all parts of me line. I don't know. It's hard to tell because the first time I wasn't, you know, I was
okay.
typing.
All right.
But I felt a shift. So
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And let's have one more person. Someone from Phoneland. Come on. Come on, unmute and speak up.
Okay, I'm here, Vicki. I experienced the same thing of just being uplifted, kind of above the, you know, like issues, reality, perceived things. And just was in a state of just quiet comfort and during my tone and looking up in the third portion of the middle of the forehead and chanting my tone.
Okay. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so most of you had an experience that there was a difference. Okay, some of you were blessed not to have an experience, or rather had an experience that basically they were the same, which means that you're sitting in Simran and Dhyan really properly and as instructed. And that's neat. Most of you are, when you do Simran and Dhyan, you're sitting there and you're sitting there trying to get to God, you're working it from yourself still, and not allowing yourself really to be moved into the soul body and from there be with God. Okay, and when you allow that, you really are in the fullness of your being, and that's complete satisfaction. So the purpose of the satsang really is both that, to give you that experience of being completely in the presence of God and the joy, the comfort, the peace, the love that's with that, they're not even words for that, the nectar of life, etc. When you sit in the sound with God, that's really all there is. And the other part I really want to talk about has to do with, well, let me continue the first part a little bit more. Many of you sit in Simran with some preconceived goal or task to be done. Oh, I need to get rid of this karma. I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'm feeling bad, so I need this to happen. A lot of you will sit and use the time to meditate in the sense of thinking about stuff, ruminating, trying to solve problems and all that, which of course is not Simran and Dhyan. Okay? It's just keeping your negativity around and going strong. Okay. And there's an alternative, and that's to allow yourself to do Simran and Dhyan exactly as taught, and the satisfaction that comes with that. Okay, a lot of you do Simran and Dhyan because you figure, oh, if I can be a good initiate, or if I can do X, Y, and Z, well, then I'll have more money in the bank, or this and that will happen, or whatever it is, and so you're using Simran and Dhyan in order to get something. That's not going to work. Okay? And really all we do in Simran and Dharan, which is everything, but all we do is just be with God. And on this path, we're lovers of God. And we're just satisfied with His presence only. That's all there is. And that's all we're here to do. And that's all we're doing. And that's where the joy is. That's where the peace is. Okay? And of course, if you look at your life, and you, most of us, we kind of go out in the world and we try to get satisfied. You know, and if we're honest, the old Stones song comes up, you know, I can't get no satisfaction. Because whatever we're doing, we're not really satisfied. Or it's momentary, whether it's monetary fulfillment, sexual fulfillment, or anything else like that. You know, in fact, a couple of days ago, I was watching a hockey game. It was a fantastic hockey game. The goalie was like, I've never seen a goalie like that. This guy made like over 50 saves. His team shot only like one third of the shots that the other team shot, and yet they won the game quite handily. And I thought, wow, it's a great game. And I felt good. I felt satisfied. You know. And then when it was over, it was like, boy, where did that satisfaction go? I mean, I enjoyed the game. The goalie was great. The team was great. It was a lot of fun. It was a league I'm familiar with, etc. You know. You know, top-ranked teams playing. Like within a second or two, it was over. And this sort of like aura of satisfaction I had, it was all around me. Like, that was it. It went. Oh my God, it didn't last. And hold on, including the intermissions and everything, and the timeout and the breaks for the penalties and the, you know, the advertising breaks and TV. It was like, for 2.5 hours, okay, I watched this game. And the satisfaction lasted for a second after it was over. That's a really poor efficiency rating here in terms of getting satisfactions. Well, you know what? It's just like everything else. You know, and I've told the story about when I got this great car, this great sports car. And I'd driven it off the lot, and even before I got to my garage, that old song kept playing in my head. Is that all there is? Mm. Is that, yeah. No. All right, you got a nice car. You got a fun car to drive. You know, great stick shift, great, just a lot of fun. And that's all it is. You mean no satisfaction in that? You mean, well, wait a second, okay, how about a really good hot dog? Well, enjoy it while I'm eating it, you know, I can still, sometimes I can still taste it a little bit after I've eaten it, etc. But that's it, it's gone, the satisfaction is gone. You mean, huh? It just doesn't last. It's not forever. It's not even for a minute. What's going on here? Give me my $4 back. I mean, this is not okay. Hey, the steak was great. It tasted wonderful. But after it's gone, it's like, huh? You know? All right, well, I'll have some sweet potato fries. Not just ordinary fries. Sweet potato fries. Oh, they're great. But when there are no more fries, there's no more satisfaction. Okay, but I don't need memories. I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm going to remember this thing of sweet potato fries? I don't think so. So, oh, you mean there ain't no... It's nice, but there ain't no satisfaction. satisfaction for the work well done? Well, yeah, but how long does that last? Till the next amount of work has to be done, you know? That's not lasting, okay? So what's lasting, you know? And then I realized, well, there's like, this love is lasting, you know? And it's like, you know, when either I with or see or somehow relate inside myself to my wife or my child, the love is there, and I tap, the love is just present. Oh, that's nice. Wow, that's where it is. Okay. But then I'm not with her all the time, or I'm not relating inside myself all the time to her. So it's not even there all the time. But it's more satisfactory than anything else. And I go, well, wait a second. There's got to be something. I mean, come on. I mean, I know God's got a good sense of humor, but hey, this is a loving God. And I was, well, that's exactly it. That's where the satisfaction is. When I just sit in love with God and just receive, that's all I want. And I don't even want it. It just is. And then I'm there and it's, that lasts forever. And I'm still with it, even as I talk. Wow. It's better than the ever-ready battery, you know? It just keeps on giving. It keeps on ticking. It keeps on ticking. And that's all I want. I'm just satisfied with being with God. That's where the satisfaction is in this world. And then I go, wow, well, this is really interesting, isn't it? Because look at people. Look at what they're running for and to. They're running to get sustained or fulfilled, and it's only going to be momentarily. And the basics draw them out to the bright lights or whatever it is out there. And they go out and down, out and down, out and down. And they've created all this karma. And they keep going out, and it's unsatisfied, it's unsatisfied. And then there's a funny thing that happens. The more you go out there, the more unsatisfied you are, and the more unsatisfied you are, the more you go out there looking to be satisfied. Whoa, mamacita, this ain't a good thing, sweetie. But then I know, hey, hold on. God's a nice guy, man, you know? He's not doing this to be cruel. There's something in it. Oh, wait a second. Let's take another view of mankind, okay? Ain't a bunch of dummies running around like morons in circles, okay? But we're conscious beings, and oh, maybe after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of going out in the world and identifying with the things in the world of form, you catch on that, oh my God, not only can I get no satisfaction, there ain't no satisfaction to be gotten. And then you catch on. And then you go, oh, I've been going down and out in body after body after body. Help me, God. What do I do? Okay? And God hears that prayer. And he hears the plea. And then before you know it, you're in line to receive an initiation into the Sankara. Then you take on a body to do just that, to receive it. And then you start to learn to do the opposite. You start to learn to go inside yourself in the soul body and up. Not directionally, but to be with God. Oh, that's where it is. That's where the love is. That's where I'm completely sustained and fulfilled. That's where the blessings are. That's where I feel really good. Wow. You know? That's neat. See, now, I know when somebody tells me, hey, you look great today, I may feel better, but it'll last for a second. But there'll also be a voice in me that goes, oh yeah, what about yesterday? So it doesn't even satisfy me much, okay? And then of course somebody goes, well, what's the matter? You don't look so good. Are you okay? Then I don't feel so good, okay? So I'm going to go up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down based on externals. That was a great meal. Oh, I feel good. Oh, that meal sucked. It was the worst, you know? I'm not going to feel good, okay? Or I had this and this happened. Wow, that's really something. You know, that's a real great statement about me. And then something else happens. Oh, my God. It's awful. Well, that's a real poor reflection on me. And I feel bad. Okay, and I go up and down and up and down and up and down. Okay? But when we are with God in the soul body, we don't yo-yo. We don't go ping-ponging back and forth. We're with God. We're with Spirit. And we can do that as we go about our life here. See? And when we sit in Simran and Dhyan, exactly as taught, and we're just sitting in God, then guess what? We get strengthened. And then we're able to go about our business in the world with proper identification and with neutrality. So we don't yo-yo. We don't yo-yo. And that's very important. Okay? So when I go up into the soul body and with God, what do you think is going to happen when you drop your body? You know? I mean, the minister or the priest or the rabbi, they can pound on the coffin. Their heart's content. You know? Not going to get out of the coffin and say, hey, Jesus, how are you? And he welcomes you. Come on, man, you're home. Or if you're Jewish, you know, Moses will welcome you. Hey, come on, you're in the promised land, man. Welcome. You know? If you're with Buddha, oh, you get to sit in Buddha's belly. On his belly. It doesn't work that way. Okay? But guess what you're going to do when you've dropped the body and you've entered into eternal life? You're going to sit in adoration of God. You hold the frequency. If you've been established home, you sit in that frequency and sit in adoration. Okay? And that's what you need to do when you're in the body as an initiate on this path. You do the same thing, because guess what? You can only do when you're not in the body what you're able to maintain and sustain when you're in the body. So you're going to be doing that. You're going to be sitting in adoration of the Lord God. Wow. And that's all there is. Okay? And how blessed and how fortunate you are that you can use this lifetime that God's given you to do that, to practice that, to allow the up vibration so that you can hold that and be with God. And not only that, but in the physical world, that's the only place where joy is. That's everlasting, everlasting joy. You sit in adoration of God and be with God. And lovers of God, that's all they want to do. Like if you love your kid, what do you want? You just want to be with your kid. If you love your spouse, what do? You just want to be with your spouse. If you love your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your dog or whatever it is, you just want to be with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your dog. I'd say cats, but I'm really allergic to cats, you know? So you just want to be with them. Okay, that's all you want. Okay? It's the same thing being a lover of God. Okay? It's all we want is just to be with Him. Sit in loving devotion with the Lord God. And that's what an initiate on this path does. And that's what this path is all about. Okay? And I lovingly suggest that you give yourself the experience of being with God as a lover of God. And just like when I ask you to be with God as a soul that's completely satisfied, and that's where the satisfaction is. Some of you had an experience of being really full, made full in the completeness of your being, and that's being in the soul body. And to give that to yourself. So sit in Simran and Dhyan as a lover of God, content with His presence. And as you walk around this planet, okay, be kind to yourself and be smart, okay, and understand where the true loving and true satisfaction is. Okay? And if you're going to go out in the world, make sure it's your body that's going out in the world. And the rest of you is inside with spirit, with God. Yeah, you can. I'm not asking you to be a withdrawn, complete introvert. No. But what I'm talking about is the energy patterns within you. Instead of going all out and all entangled emotionally, mentally, etc., in the world out there, can be contained within the spirit you are and be with God as you go about your business in the world. Okay? And know that that's where the satisfaction is. And know that if you're an initiate walking this path, that you're a lover of God and that you're content with His presence only. We'll stop with that.
I have a question. So I was or am not consciously aware while I sit and I'm dying about like trying to get to God. But I did feel that change today with the teacher's. So my question is there something I can do daily that is like that prompt? A reminder or, you know, something I can say to myself? Like, and I guess what I mean, what I'm asking is that within the guidelines of sitting in Simran and Dhyan, can I give myself a prompt before I begin, or anything else?
Okay, yeah, before you start officially, so sort of outside the time frame if you want, I would just either put it in the light for the highest good, that you be completely present with God and in complete satisfaction. Okay? Or you do some self-talk asking your basics to correctly follow the experience that you had tonight. Okay, but I have a sense too that now you have a reference point in there and you'll be returning to that, to this sort of quote new place. When you do the Dhyan, you'll be returning to the new one.
Thank you.
Good. And see, by the way, your question is a wonderful example of being an initiate, working the teachings on this path. You've had an experience, okay? You've learned something, okay? And you want to know, okay, what's the best way to incorporate my learning, my new understanding? And that's just wonderful. So I want to just point that out and take a moment and give you props, as the kids say.
Thank you, Dr. Lane.
Well, you're welcome. I give you mad props, but I don't want you to be angry at me. Okay, who else would like to? Anyone else? Okay, well, I could use an easy night. Huh? Working hard? Yeah. Oh, you guys don't care. All right. All right, so I'll count. I'm sorry, go ahead. Lady in blue?
I wanted to say, when I'm in that place, I have nothing but love, so there's no concern. It's just
that's right.
Putting one foot in front of the other, not judging, not personalizing, and it's just a blessing to be that way.
Well, that's right.
All I have is love.
Well, that's all there is love. There's no room for judgment or anything else. But you really don't even have to put one foot in front of the other.
No, it's what, done for you.
Yeah, you allow yourself to be carried. We ride the sound current. In the inner worlds, we ride the sound current. And that's what we do. Okay, so we don't have to make any effort at all.
It's really giving over all your trust to God.
Well,
and really letting God do His work.
Well, that's right.
You know, not trying to control anything, just accepting.
Well, letting God be God.
Letting God be God.
That's right. That's right. And letting yourself be yourself. That's what it is. Good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to count to three, two and a half, three. Okay?
Okay.